frightening content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's Monday, August 27th. We're back with you.
Yes, we are.
Reluctantly, maybe, because we'd like to sleep in a little bit.
I know. I almost didn't get up this morning. I'm hungover.
Really?
Yes.
Do you ever sleep in at all, or do you still get up early when you
I wanted to sleep in really bad yesterday, but I have a good friend of mine who's here visiting from out of town that I haven't seen in years, and we went out this weekend. And then yesterday, I went out to the beach and just got stupid. Actually, it was funny because I haven't been to Venice Beach in I don't know how long, like to party. So we went down, we walked around, showed everything, and then we go to one of the bars there, and we're in one of the bars, and it's like reggae music downstairs, and upstairs is like a electronica. It was a different mix, different crowds. So if I want to go upstairs and listen to the music I normally listen to, I'd be up there, and it was nice. And then I just got, it was an older crowd, though.
Really?
So I'm like, ew, everyone's staring at me. It was kind of skeezy, you know, and I felt like violated in a way.
Really?
Because like the men were like, Google eyes, and I'm like, oh, this is disgusting. So I went downstairs, and it was reggae music, more chill, more cool vibe. And funniest thing, I ran into like three people I haven't seen in years.
Really?
Yeah, and so it was just weird. And I don't
separately, or were they all together?
They were no, separately. They don't know each other.
Really?
And actually, one of the guys was the photographer from Californication. So and it was really funny because he's like, if you remember, I videoed, I took photos of you when you were working on the show.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that's my, I don't remember. But whatever. So that was interesting. It was a weird mix of people, and it was cool.
Yeah.
So we'll see. And I made a lot of good contacts there.
Did you really?
So random. You wouldn't think. And like.
Yeah.
But I got wasted.
And that was in Venice, right?
That was in Venice Beach. Yeah.
What's that place called? With the reggae music and stuff?
Oh, the Whaler.
Oh, okay.
The Whaler. Well, it changes daily, but.
Yeah.
So it was interesting, and, you know.
Yeah, Venice Beach is always interesting, and everybody that comes into town, you got to take them there.
Exactly. You got to see all the freaks there. We went to one of the freak shows. We did, and this guy, you know, he pierced himself. No joke. He took the hook through his nose, and it came out his mouth.
Oh, my
like
God.
Like a fishing hook.
Really?
Yeah, it was like, it was so disgusting. I was like, but I took a picture of it. I'll post it on Facebook later so you all can see. Yeah. But yeah.
Not sure I want to see that. But.
And then do you remember the guy, you guys have had to have heard of him. He's like the Wolf Man, he's called. It's that guy where he's got like facial hair that grows all over him. You know what I'm talking about? He looks like a wolf, basically. And he's been on Discovery Channel and a bunch of different things. He happened to be there yesterday.
Really?
So that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then some girl electrocuted herself. It was just, you know, Venice Beach is a bunch of freaks. Everybody knows this.
Yeah.
So if you're visiting, go there. Check out the weirdos.
Yeah.
We went to a drum circle.
Drum circle? Really?
A drum circle.
God.
Bunch of hippies.
You go to everything.
It was random.
Yeah.
And then actually, like, my weekend's been completely random. Because then the other night, we went to a Hollywood party or whatever, typical, same crap, whatever. And but the funniest thing was, I was just telling my girlfriend, I'm kind of random. If we go to this party and we may wind up somewhere else. We might have wound up on a boat. I don't know. I'm random. Just go with it. I won't leave you, but just... trust me, just go with it. So we go into the grocery store before we go to the party because whatever, we didn't have time to eat. So we went and got power bars. And as we're walking out of the grocery store lot, there's a party bus in the parking lot of the grocery store. So I decided we're getting on the party bus.
Really?
So we got on a party bus with a bunch of, there were 50 guys I've never met. And we got on the party bus. And
really?
I only got on because I wanted.
Those all guys?
I'll do some bachelor party. I know, dangerous. But I just wanted to drink their liquor. So I went on, we had some shots, and then we left.
Yeah. Was the bus driving, or were you all in the parking
lot? No, they were
line?
Just, like, parked, I guess, like, their meeting spot. Like, everyone was getting on. Yeah, it was really random. And we got on, and I had some shots, and then I left them.
Yeah. You got to be careful, you know. Some people, you don't know who they are.
I poured my own drink. And then when the guy, like, made another drink, I switched it. I said, you made me this one, so I'm going to drink yours.
Really?
Exactly.
Don't poison me.
Exactly. But it was fun. And she's like, what the hell? She's all scared. I'm like, it's fine. It's whatever.
Where is she from? Back east?
She's from North Carolina.
Really?
Yeah. And see, back east, you don't do that. You don't do this on the East Coast. Because, for example, I've lived in L.A. for 10 years. I've never been roofied, knock on wood. Mm. North Carolina, I lived there for 3 years. I was roofied 6 times.
Really?
There's a big difference between the East Coast and the West Coast. East Coast, we're crazy. You just you don't do that. You don't trust anybody.
They don't take no for an answer.
And here, it's more like about karma and like chill vibes. And just people don't do that, really.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That was my weekend.
Sounds good. Okay, well, I've got nothing to tell.
And then I went to this, like, weird, I forget his name, the guy who created Herbalife. We went to his house for some party.
Yeah?
Typical Hollywood bullshit. Whatever.
Was it, like, in a mansion or something?
It was a big mansion party. It was funny because typical pretentious wannabe people. Mm-hmm. It was kind of funny. And this guy comes up and he's like, oh, I'm a manager. And I'm like, I don't really care.
Yeah, who gives a
and
shit?
He starts his spiel and he's like, I could make you know. And I'm like, do you know who I am, you idiot? I was like, Google me, you idiot. Like, it was pretty funny. So I'm like, I can't believe I'm here right now. So then I thought it would be funny. I love to mess with people. Mm-hmm. So we're in line for the bathroom and I'm like, I'm just going to go pee in the koi pond. And people thought I was serious. Yeah. I'm like, no, I'm not serious, but I mean, it would be funny to see their reactions. They're like, oh, what? I'm like, yeah, just pee in the koi pond. What's the big deal? So what? And they actually thought I was going to go pee in the koi pond.
Really?
And these people's faces were just hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure after you had a few drinks, you probably would have peed.
I probably would have peed in the koi pond. Whatever. It's a pond. So what? Mm-hmm. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I would not pee in the koi pond. But it was funny to see their faces of me actually thinking that I was going to do that.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, that's not ladylike. I'm like, do you know me? No, I'm not ladylike.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I know, but, you know, women do kinds of things. You know, sometimes I, like, would be on the balcony, like, you know, late.
It would be funny if...
And I see these women, like, they walk and they're drunk or something, coming back from a party or something. Stopping, taking a piss right in the bushes.
I would do it.
Yeah.
So I've done it. If you got to pee,
and
you got to pee.
And I can hear it. It's happened like 3 different times with 3 different people.
I pee in the parking lot all the time.
Do
Thank
you really?
Very much. If I got to pee, I got to pee. Why is it fair? Okay, why is it fair that a guy can go and pee in a bush and a woman can't?
No,
why?
Nobody said he shouldn't, you know?
But
I mean, I just think it's funny. That's
it's
all.
It's very funny. Yeah. Just like when I was on my road trip recently, I had to pee so bad. Uh-huh. And the guy that I was with thought I was so disgusting.
Yeah.
I don't care. I had to pee. There was a big empty cup, and we were in traffic jam, and I peed in the car in a cup.
Really?
So what?
Wow.
He was like, that is disgusting.
Yeah,
I'm like,
that is
we're
disgusting.
In Mexico. I can't pull over. If I pull over, I'll wind up some Mexican jail. Like, no. I'm not going to go pee on the side of the road in Mexico. I'll pee in the cup inside the car and throw it out the window. Anyways.
Okay, well, so much for your stories, man. I mean, you got, like, stories coming out of your ass.
I really do.
Yeah. It's good. At least you're not bored, you know? That's one thing you're not.
This is true. This is very true.
All right. Well, we've got very special guests in the studio from Germany, all the way from Germany. And you guys can get close to the mic now. You guys are musicians, and you have a band called Jonah.
Right.
Yes. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Please introduce yourselves, because I don't remember the names. Was it Naden?
I'm Naden. Right.
Naden.
I love that name.
And I'm Kolya.
Kolya. Okay. Well,
they're playing a bunch of shows all around L.A., well, California area and a bunch of other places. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. When so you guys live here now?
No.
We're just
here you're just
for
on a tour.
Yeah, they're just on the tour.
Oh, wow.
Actually, it's my first time in the United States and
first
time in L.A. and... Yesterday I had an ordinary hangover, not that special as
ordinary usually. Hangover, whatever that means.
Have you been to Venice Beach yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay, you have to go because it's just a bunch of weirdos, and you have to see how crazy America. Like you're like, what?
Yeah.
It's
when you come to LA, you gotta go to Venice Beach. You know,
yeah, we will because we play there.
Oh, you play
on
there?
Wednesday, yeah.
Really?
Not on the beach, but
yeah. And the boardwalk, whatever they call it.
Not in the Whitsun. It's called Whitsun. You know that?
Whitsun. Inside a club.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Okay.
I've heard of it, but I don't know what it is. Yeah, I don't really hang out in Venice, so I don't know. But I've definitely heard of it. I just don't know where it is.
It's a creepy club.
So is it creepy?
Yeah, for sure. It's on Venice. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Venice is actually really. There's different pockets. There's parts of Venice that I think are absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
And they're beautiful. But you have to know when you go there, just this is the place that you go and you watch your bag for sure.
Right.
Anywhere else, you're fine.
But it's for people watching,
but
too. You
it
know,
is.
You go there and you check out the people and stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
And to pee on the parking lot.
That's yeah.
Why
yeah.
not?
There you go. Yeah.
You got to go. You got to go.
So, well, let's start at the beginning. So you guys are from Germany. Where in Germany are you from?
From Cologne.
Cologne?
Yes.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
I have a couple of colognes at home, too.
Oh, my God. Wow.
The water of Cologne.
Yeah. Water from Cologne, yeah. So, I've heard of it, but I don't know where it's... What is it close to? Like, big city? Is there a big city it's close to?
It's a really big city.
It is.
No,
it is a big city.
It's a really big city.
Okay, forget about it. Forget about the friggin' question.
For Germany, it's a big city, not for
England. It's a pretty big city.
Yeah. So, is that where you were born? You were born in Cologne?
Right.
Really? And you too?
Me too. No, not next to Cologne, but I mean, it's like, you can say Cologne.
Yeah. Awesome.
It's
well,
it's better to say Cologne, right?
No.
Then what?
You're like, we don't talk about this one. Is it like Calville?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel you. Trust me. I know. Yeah. I grew up
we have our own Venice Beach there, you know?
Yeah.
I was born there.
Yeah. So you grew up there, but you didn't know each other growing up and everything, right?
No, no.
When did you guys meet each other?
8 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, 8 years ago. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. I think it was 8 years.
It was 8 years. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. So how did you guys meet? What were you doing at the time? Were you already musicians and everything? And
yeah, we've been, and we just met because I made a contest for musicians in my small club. So, and she won that. So that was
cool.
The point where we met, and let's make music together. So this is why we're here.
Amazing.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, did you start at an early age being into music and everything?
Yeah, I did. With 10 years, I think so.
Really?
Yeah, way back, yeah.
And what do you play? The guitar?
No, the piano.
Oh, the piano. Yeah. Cool. And you started at an early age.
I started it.
Right?
I tried saxophone and guitar and so, but I
yeah, do you still play the sax sometimes?
No.
No, huh?
It was in the 80s, so no, you don't play that
it's
anymore.
A beautiful instrument.
Yeah,
I love the sax.
I love the sax. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
It's coming back. Like, it's a lot of people are using it now in the bands around here.
It adds so much, you know.
I think it's great.
Yeah, in the 80s, you get a lot of girls when you play saxophone. And in the 90s, you don't. You should have guitars.
Yeah, guitars, right? Yeah.
You're just doing it for the ladies.
Yeah, with the piano, it's always the same, you know.
Yeah.
You sit in the back, nobody sees you. Yeah,
but you get...
I'm just trying to count how many panties are thrown at me.
Yeah.
You could always get the beer and the penny and sometimes the girl in the backstage, but I mean
that's on a good night.
Yeah, I'm sure. Do you sometimes get girls from the music, from the appearances and stuff? I'm sure you do, right?
In the backstage?
Yeah.
I'm not talking about that.
You don't talk about that.
Come on,
because you don't
want
Nathan to know, right?
You can't talk about Fight Club.
What about you? Do you take guys backstage?
What should I say now?
You're like, depends on the night.
She does.
Yeah.
What?
I show you later on Facebook.
You know what? You should be like, you're only coming backstage if I get a new Louis Vuitton.
Yeah.
Then
there you go. Exactly. You see, she knows.
I'm just saying.
She knows the way of the world.
Party bus. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, why not?
Wow. So, and what do? You sing?
Yeah, I'm
and
singing.
And you play the
and
guitar
play
too?
Guitar, yes.
And did you play all your life the guitar?
Sure, yes.
Since you were young and stuff, right?
How old were you when you started?
Not too young. I started playing or learning keyboard, I think, at the age of six or something.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty young.
Yeah, but I don't like it too much.
Yeah,
and then
I know.
Comes a time when I like it and I start I wanted to learn every instrument. And
Oh, really? Yeah. That's interesting.
I don't get anything, but...
So did you learn every instrument?
No, I didn't learn anything. So
really?
Just
the guitar and the...
She keeps on trying, so... But.
Just by myself, so.
Yeah, so you taught yourself and stuff, yeah. That's okay, the Beatles did too, so.
Did they? I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
They could read music, or at least that's what I thought. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how is music in Germany? I mean, you have a lot of local music, obviously, right? There's a lot of European music as well from outside of Germany, like the UK and France and things like that.
And there's some really sick DJs that come from Germany too.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is that that's one thing about Europe is you get music from all over the world, you know, and from many countries. And so there's a big variety. Whereas here, you know, it's pretty much the United States, you know, sometimes
it's either rap or like. You're either country whining and crying about some stupid person.
Yeah, we don't have music here anymore. Or, people speak the music
here. Or it's
here.
Rock, or it's like crazy rap that I'm like, why is this shit on the radio?
Yeah.
And like, it's
and why is it called music?
I mean, I heard the song literally the other day that I'm like, this is a song on the radio. It was like, it was so dirty too. It was like, like stood on my lap and spinning around, and it was very. I'm not gonna repeat what the exact words were, but I'm like, what? Are they saying? And over and over and over again, I'm like, I could just hit repeat, and that's a song. Like, are you kidding me right now?
No, that's true, you know, and that's why I don't understand them calling it music. Yeah. But hip-hop is pretty big in Germany as well, I would imagine, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but you guys don't do any of that, right?
No. Better not.
No. No, thank you.
No. I like rap, but it depends on what kind of rap. I mean, there's a lot of different types of rap.
There's gangster rap, which is,
like,
you know,
I love Eminem, and that's great, but then there's like the other rap that's on the like radio right now, and I'm like, how did this get on the radio? Right. Who did you pay to get this on? Like, I don't.
And
I don't
why
understand.
Do people like it? You know, I mean, but it's young people, you know, rebellious and stuff, and they get into this stuff, you know.
But it's not a kind of rebellious. I think it's more like using bad words and just thinking they have a big
right. Shit, bro, what? And it's like, yeah, that's a song, by the way. What? What? Yeah.
Okay, I know. That's why I'm
saying gonna get hate
that's
mail
not
today.
Good music.
You will?
I don't care. Does his face care? No.
Wow. So now, what did you do in Germany other than music? I would imagine music was something you probably started on the side.
Yeah,
right?
Sure, yeah.
What were you doing before that?
I'm a kindergarten teacher.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's so cool.
Wow, very nice. So do you still do that? Or?
I quit my job a month ago.
Oh, really? Wow. So you can go on tour and stuff?
No, but it's not a good job for being also a musician. So I'm always ill and sick, and it's not a really good job.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess because you're around kids,
together.
And the kids are always sick.
Right,
and you know, for your voice, that's really bad. Yeah.
Right. And you are not flexible with dates. And it's, I have to search another job when I'm back.
Another career.
Yeah, right.
Or you could just stay here, you never know.
Yeah, sure.
Exactly.
Give me a job, then I stay here.
Well, you know what, though? Like, you could, I mean, this may sound random, but what about being a teacher on, like, film sets? Because it's random, you know, and then you can get your music possibly. And I'm just thinking outside the box. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
I mean, my dream is to come here and move here one day. So if this is not going well with the music, then definitely
with a kindergarten
teacher. No.
So is this your first time in LA here?
No, I was here 2 years ago, just for 10 days and.
For a visit,
right?
And but you said it's your first time in L.A., right?
In the United States.
In the United States, right. What do you think? You like L.A. so far?
I like it, for sure. I'm here 3 days, and I like
it. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I mean, as a tourist, everybody loves L.A., you know?
For sure.
Yeah. No, it's a great town, you know? It's just that, if you're going to bring your music here, it's going to be very tough. You know, I don't know how it is in Germany, but the competition is extreme, you know, and it's very tough.
It's really extreme, but I have to say that people are really open to indie music and people like new sounds and they respect it. And a lot of my friends, they're from Ireland or, you know, different places, and they've done very well here.
Right.
Very well. So it's just staying in like Hotel Cafe is, if you guys have
mentioned
it.
Yeah, a lot of people go there.
I mean, people get started there left and right, and you just got to keep playing. And if they like your music, they'll put you on the tour. And then from there, you kind of get known. So,
really?
Yeah.
Oh,
so, because they also do a lot with Sundance.
I've been there. I mean, it's a really small venue.
Small. It's like.
But it's kind of intimate.
Like,
you know?
Double the room right here. Yeah. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, it is really intimate. And it's so many people have started there. You know, like Sarah Barry Ellis, she started there. I mean, that's how, you know, she went on. And then she got the tour, Hotel Cafe tour. And then now Sundance, which used to be all just films, now is actually specializing in indie music.
Oh, really?
It is so, I couldn't believe the past 2 years, they have an entire music section now. And Hotel Cafe does their tour through there, and that's kind of how she got known. And then there's, I forget which record company, they come and they sponsor a whole music thing there, and
right.
they bring in huge acts as well. But it's really yeah. it's really changed.
Cool. There you go. That's you your story for success.
You guys gotta get involved in that. yeah. And like, just saying. But I mean, it's people welcome it. Absolutely.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, before we continue, let's go ahead and play some of your music. And this is what you call a studio session, right?
Yeah, we made it a kind of promotion CD, and this is 4 songs. We recorded live in the studio, just mm-hmm. I mean directly, not like overdubbing and so. It's just like we played it in the studio with the
right.
band.
You played it live. There's
we played
no
it live in the band, and then that's what we recorded.
There's no mixing or mastering
yeah,
or anything.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's
oh, there is.
And it's mixing, of course, but yeah. it's no overdubbing, and it's no like. If the, you can, yeah, you will hear some bad notes. No, not really bad notes, but you know, if you play live,
right.
something some dynamic is happening. So
that's
and this
true.
This is the point.
Yeah. Okay, so we're gonna play sometimes, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So.
Let's go ahead. That sometimes the band is Jonah, and let's take a listen. Cool. Now, were there all these people clapping, or was
it? It was me.
Yeah.
The only thing we overdubbed was the.
yeah. Well, great music. I like it. It's my
Thank
style. You.
You
know, it's mellow. It's very melodic, I think. And
yes.
And so far now, do you guys write your own music?
Yeah.
Okay.
She does.
You do.
She does.
And wow, that's pretty cool. So you wrote all these songs, right?
Right, yes.
And what do you write them with? A guitar? When
yeah.
you compose it and stuff? No, because some
with
people do it with a piano and,
no, no,
you know.
No, I write it with a guitar.
With
yes.
the guitar
yeah.
and stuff, yeah. yeah. That's pretty cool. So, now, is it only you two in the band, and then you have other musicians that that sort of come on board, or do you have other people part of the band?
No, I mean, we started as a duo, and we're still a duo with Jonah, and it's us.
So it's a duo.
Yeah, but we have a like a fixed band that's playing with us. So
I would imagine, yeah.
Yeah, they have other jobs also, but
right.
I mean, that's what, yeah.
But it's much easier to travel as a duo.
That's
here,
true,
so.
Huh?
Yeah.
You don't have to carry
so
many people. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so, and it's amazing how when you sing, there's no accent, right? I mean, did you notice that?
Yeah. Someone told yeah. me that yesterday, too.
Yeah,
no, that's true, though.
Like,
I mean, you
yeah.
know, because, like, for example, if you get a British singer or an American singer, when they sing, they sound the same, you know. And the same, obviously, with a German singer, you know, because, well, obviously, if you had very thick accent, it would come through. But at the same time, I think you did a great job, you know.
Yeah,
I mean,
it sounds amazing.
Yeah. Now, do you guys have songs in German, too? I'm sure you do, right?
No.
No?
Really?
No.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I just read, English songs.
I want
yeah.
her to write that, but she's like...
I don't like it so much. I think German is a really hard language.
Yes.
Yeah.
And...
Doesn't sound as good, huh?
Yeah. In
yeah.
my opinion, it's not,
right.
not my kind mm-hmm. of...
Right. So but there's a lot of rock and roll in Germany, I would imagine,
is.
Right? A
yeah.
lot of
yeah.
techno and...
A lot of techno, exactly.
Yeah.
yeah.
But a lot of influence of America and the UK, this is of course.
Really?
Yeah,
yeah for sure. I mean,
yeah.
everybody's growing up since, I don't know, 50 years with this music. And
right.
So if I come here, I think I know everything before
mm-hmm.
because you see it in the movies.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, this is like
that's
like
true,
Disneyland
yeah.
in a kind of way. Like,
I know.
Yeah, it's like if you go to Disneyland, you have the Louvre or the French thing. So
yeah.
it's not
uh-huh.
true, but you go there and then you come to... This is like here. I mean,
yeah.
You see the police cars and you think, whoa.
Yeah.
I know it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's enough cops everywhere, those yeah. fuckers.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm just a tourist visa.
Yeah, exactly. Don't badmouth yeah. LA, you know. They want to have good memories.
I just said the cops.
Yeah.
I mean, they said
no,
it.
I know. I know. The cops in New York shot all these people. Did you hear that?
I did hear about that.
Yeah, all the people that were injured in front of the Empire State Building,
yes.
the police shot them by
Why?
Mistake. By what? Mistake, because they were trying to kill the gunmen.
Ah, okay. That yeah. was before, a few days ago.
Yeah,
yeah.
a few days ago, yeah.
yeah.
This guy was shooting up at the Empire State Building.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, downstairs.
That's
and,
crazy.
Yeah. So, at any rate, yeah, I mean, cops are often out of control, you know. I mean, I'm still for police, you know, protect us, do whatever, but, you know, sometimes they go overboard, I think,
mm-hmm.
you know. How's it in Germany? I mean, how's the police there? Are they, like... Are they like into your life? I mean, do they get involved in everything? No.
No,
it's
no.
Pretty
I think
much they're for protection.
I mean, not a fan of police, but I mean, this is like it's okay. I mean,
they let you live. I mean,
they
it's
let you live, and if you call them, I mean, then they come and they help you. Not
yeah.
Of course, not all the time, but I mean, mostly.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I have no problems with that.
I would imagine Germany is probably not that different, right? I mean, the world has become so similar in every country, you know, that it's usually the language that's different, you know, the culture.
Uh-huh.
But I think as far as people and everything, look, I mean, we're from different countries. We can talk about common things because the world's
yes.
become so
mm-hmm.
small. You know, we're all concerned with the same things, you know, the economy, the thing, will our music make it, blah, 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 you know, so that's cool. Now, so have you made a conscious decision to be a musician at an early age? I mean, did you want to do it professionally or...
Yeah, I would love
something?
To.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah. Because a musician, that's what you want to do. You don't want
yes.
to be a kindergarten teacher.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, obviously, your long-term goal is to yeah. be like the next, you know, I don't know, Katy Perry or not her, but like, you know what
yeah.
I mean? Someone known everywhere who sells out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course.
Of course. Yeah. Everybody's
I mean,
dream.
Yeah. I was 16 and I started the job as a kindergarten teacher.
No.
And
at 16?
Yeah. The what is it? The
education.
Education,
I mean, you go,
yeah.
Yeah.
And
uh-huh.
I didn't know what to do in the age of 16. And so
yeah.
I started this job and I wanted to do music and wanted to make music.
Yeah.
And,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
It's very tough.
That's
yeah.
crazy. How did you become a teacher at 16?
Yeah. The
question.
School was over and then...
I'm yeah. like, okay. How long... Because I don't know. We're still in high school until we're 18.
Yeah.
So I don't know how it is over there. No?
Yeah, there are
yeah,
also.
It can be. Of course, sure. It depends on what kind of school education you do. But
oh, okay.
But high school is not.
No. You have to be till 16, and then you can try. If you want to make some, I don't know.
You can choose something else.
Wow. You can choose something else, exactly. Okay. And then you made an education in that kind of choice you did.
So. Right. So you made the decision in what? You go for another 2 years and then you're out of high school?
3 years normally.
Another 3 years.
Or you go on, you stay in high school yeah. it's, and then you make your degree and then you can go to university or so. But if you can also quit at 16 and then right. choose your, I don't know, some.
I mean, it's too early. If you don't know what you want to do, then.
Yeah.
That's true.
And see, here in the U.S., you have to be in school till you're about 18.
18,
like, you
right.
have to, you know. Yeah. And then you go to college for 4 years.
Right.
And then if you want to go to something else, then you go and get your master's for another 2 years.
Right.
So then it's like, oh. So by the time you're out, you're like 20, you know,
26, 27.
Yeah, it's the same in Germany. But you, of course, you can earlier. But 16 is really early to make a decision what you're going to be. Yeah.
You're just getting your license here. Like, you can barely drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lose your virginity.
I didn't even lose mine then.
Still have one.
Yeah, totally. I'm still a virgin again and again.
Yeah.
Yeah. She had reconstructive surgery.
Totally.
You know?
Yes. Absolutely.
So now I would imagine you perform in Germany quite a bit. What do you perform in clubs and?
Mostly clubs and festivals.
Yeah.
I mean, what you can get. This is like every year we make a small tour or tours in Germany.
Right.
But it's mostly small clubs, not small. Yeah, clubs, normal clubs.
Right.
Yep.
And you sing all in English?
Yes.
And people like that, right? I mean, people love English everywhere, yeah.
Because I would say, how do people take it when you're over there in Germany? Do they get mad that you won't make any German songs, or is it like they don't care?
No,
no, they don't care. Everybody probably does the same thing, you know.
I think only the older people, they don't understand what I sing. So like my grandparents, and they always tell me, please sing a song in German. I don't understand you, but
Aww.
Yeah, but so I would imagine the music in Germany is a lot of the melody is similar. It's like Western music, right? It's just the language is different, or is it like different kind of music?
No, I think it's like Western music.
Yeah,
it's like the texts are different and the lyrics are different.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The themes are different maybe because it's more local, more regional the themes.
Right.
But it's like the music and the instruments and the arrangements are like. If you just translate the song, you have a British song or an American song.
Yeah, that's true. Now, the players that play with you in the band, are they the same people all the time, or do you switch people?
No, we switch.
There's different people stuff, right. Okay, well, sounds good. So let's play another song. Which one do you like next?
Street on Fire.
Street on Fire. Okay, so we're going to play that. And the band is Jonah, of course. Check it out.
This is my first day, my second day. This is my third day. I can no longer count. This is my first night, my second night. This is my third night out here. But now I can no longer come. Shadows follow me.
Jonah, and the song is Street on Fire. Amazing, you know, I mean, it's really cool music and stuff. Mm-hmm. What are some of your influences? I mean, do you feel that you've been influenced by other musicians?
Yeah, sure.
Really?
Yeah,
like sure. Who, for example?
My favorite idol is Sarah McLachlan.
Yeah, that's yeah. What I thought you'd say. Yeah, obviously, yeah.
She's awesome. Yeah. I will see her in Vancouver playing this year when we drive up, yeah, and I saw her last year, and I fly just for 3 days to Vancouver to see her.
Really?
That's so cool.
Wow, you like her that much?
Yeah, really, she's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you like Vancouver? Isn't that a beautiful place?
I love it.
I like it. I like it, really. It's really beautiful.
Yeah, it is beautiful.
Yes.
I had great weather, and everything looks so...
I know, and the people are nice, and it's not too big. And yeah, for sure. So, so you traveled in Canada, too, or just in Vancouver?
Harrison Hot Springs, too. But just, Vancouver. Two shows in Vancouver and one in Harrison.
In Harrison Hot Springs.
Wow. You guys booked all these shows before you came out here?
Yes.
Wow, that's amazing. How were you able to do that?
Email, phone, I don't know. It works out, so.
Yeah. I know, it's a small world. You can contact everybody today, huh?
Yes.
So it's pretty cool. I mean, that you're a German band and everything, and you were able to get gigs here and that. So, and how long are you guys here for?
30 days.
30 days?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, that's long enough to fall in love with the city, you know.
Right.
You might actually like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Are you guys gonna take trips up and down the coast to California?
Yes.
You definitely should.
We will.
Definitely should, Go up to San Francisco by car.
We go
Las Vegas, we go next week.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, la la.
I'm pretty much afraid because of the hangover you
get
there.
Grand Canyon. Yeah. You'll love the Grand Canyon. I hiked there. We did 60 miles hiking, and it was insanely crazy, but it was amazing. Yeah, I love it.
Nobody probably experiences it the way you do.
Probably
because you're so rigorous and stuff, you know. Everything's got to be
true.
Like, you got to break and sweat and stuff, you know.
We did camp in the middle of, that's another whole story.
What about on the other coast? Do you guys get any work on the other side, like the East Coast and stuff?
New York?
New York?
I was there 4 times.
Really?
Yes, I love New York.
Yeah, New York is beautiful, huh? There's a lot going on. It's definitely different from L.A. Did you notice? I mean, there it's like around the clock, 24 hours. Here, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, everybody's asleep. Yeah. Everything's closed, you know. So as far as party town, L.A. is not the biggest party town, I don't think. But at the same time... New York is cool. Did you go to New York too?
No.
Oh, so you've just been there before, but you're not playing there now.
No.
I see. And, I noticed there's another song you told me it's a little different from what we've been hearing. So it's called Given Up. We'll play it off of YouTube. And let's see, slightly different style of what we heard before.
Come within my sleep, windows outside. I lie and watch the night hawks pass, just sailing in my dreams on high seas. I pretend I can always sleep when morning light comes, shining in my eyes. Leaves are dancing in the wind, from the day rising up to the night falls down. Along with me. Changing colors.
sleep. Wind blows out of sight. I lie and watch the night hawks pass from the day right.
Okay, that's Jonah and Giving Up. And if I can close this YouTube, okay, we'll just close the thing. Yeah. So, well, this is cool. You know, I mean, it's like you show a little different range, I think. And obviously, you have very good command of the English language. You know,
yeah.
You get some really nice lyrics and stuff.
Thank you.
And do you write the lyrics before you write the music or
lyrics
the other way?
Lyrics is hard stuff.
Yeah, it is, huh?
It's during so long for me. I really love writing music, and
so
you
the
can give me
sort
the guitar and I can make you, I don't know, 10 songs.
Right.
But to write a lyric and to like what I'm writing
is it's difficult
really,
for you?
Yeah.
So do you write the music first then and then the lyrics?
Yes.
Yeah.
I record something on my laptop and just sing weird stuff. It doesn't make sense, and then I think about it and
you go back to
writing,
it and reevaluate it and stuff. Yeah, it's called brainstorming.
Right. But sometimes it really fits.
Yeah.
This is strange, but it
works. No, it's true. It's true. And so now, would you guys rather make it here or in Germany?
I think for our music, in my opinion, Germany is not the right country.
Not the right place.
No. Because As you said, we have more like rock and roll, hip hop, and but not like singer songwriter.
Right.
No. And all favorite artists of mine don't play there, like Sarah McLachlan or.
That's true. Yeah. Do you
Why don't they play there? I didn't even.
I think she's not popular there.
No, it's too conservative. I think it's not too hip. I mean, this is like this is like our music too. It's not hip music. It's like just like it's like mainstream, if you call it like that.
Yeah.
But and you can in the eastern part of Europe or in Asia, you can in Russia, you can just have success with the kind of music.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you go there on the radio station, they play Bruce Springsteen and they play all these all the stuff. So I like that. But I mean, they play this older stuff. And in Germany, it's like hip hop. It's techno. It's more like these, you know.
R&B.
Special, R&B, but it's American. But I mean, this hip music in Germany is more like modern kind of stuff.
Right.
It's experimental kind of stuff. And you have, they play with all electronic instruments, and they're crazy sometimes.
Yeah. Now, are you guys romantically involved or anything? No. She's like, no. I don't know. You never know, you know.
No,
it's hard to work together if you have a relationship and stuff.
Yeah, that's not a smart
romantic
idea.
Relationship and stuff. Yeah.
But it's also hard together if you don't have a relationship. So this is.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. So you want to find somewhere in the middle, you know.
Well, you got to be able to understand each other like really well to, you know, create music together.
Right.
You know, that's a relationship in its own, but not like intimate. Except for those few drunken nights. You never know. Vegas
never
happens
know.
Soon.
Yeah. And you end up with a 16-year-old Mexican girl and you marry them.
Just make sure they're 18 and don't wind up in jail. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Just to let you know, in America, it's 18.
Yeah, in Germany too. So
I know.
Or, that could get bad.
They have wrong passports here too, huh? I think so.
Fake passports and stuff, for sure. Now, do you guys travel around Europe as well?
Yes.
Do you go anywhere?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Where do you go in Europe?
We had a concert.
Italy,
Netherlands. Luxembourg.
Really?
Belgium, yes.
Nice. See, Europe is cool because you can go to different countries by just driving, right?
Yes.
That's much more, and without frontiers and so on, without custom, it's much more easier since the European Union exists. I mean, this is really nice because it was my first time to come here and I can't remember the last time I had to cross a border and there are customers and if you go to, if you don't have drugs, it's no problem. There are no borders in Europe, so and you can change countries and you don't have to pay taxes, anything. So you just go.
Yeah.
And here, so I thought, oh God, fuck, I have a passport. And they have everything. And then you go there, it's like immigration and all these kind of big men on customs.
Scary.
Come here.
Exactly.
What are you going to do in the United States? Travel? Why?
They have to be like this, man. I mean,
I know that. This is not
everybody's trying to get in here.
One more thing. Don't go to Mexico, whatever you do.
Okay.
Don't. I don't
There's
care
nothing
if you try
for you to do there.
No. I'm serious. It's very, I don't know if you guys have watched the news or what's going on. It's very, very dangerous to go through San Diego because then you guys are going to be down there. Don't, because the border is right there. Tijuana is so so bad right now. I mean, I'm talking murders. So, and stealing and
Yeah, all over Mexico. Yeah, they're killing everybody.
I went to Mexico, but it was on the Arizona border. And you have to know, they have to research. Like, if you go to Nogales, that's where all the beheadings were. Yeah. So, like, recently. So just don't go to Mexico. I know it'd be, like, cool because it's like, oh, there's the border. It's right there. Don't do it. Yeah.
That was funny the way you said it. I don't know. There's a border there.
Well, can I do that? I'm like, well, whatever. We're right here and there's the border. We have time to kill. Let's just go.
Yeah.
That's true. And you don't know if you're visiting, like, unless people tell you, don't go. So.
Yeah.
No, we won't.
Yeah.
We don't have time for that.
Too much hassle for me. Yeah. I don't need to go there.
Oh my God. Well, like, yeah. And they, I mean, going through like the border that I went through, Rocky Point, which is above, below Arizona, that was fine. There's a no hassle zone, meaning they can't pull you over. But in San Diego, they can. Really? And what they do is they take all your money, the federale. They're cops.
Wow.
Oh my God. Yeah. They have machine guns and they're like, get out of the car. I'm dead serious.
Yeah.
It's happened to me. So, and but it's worse now. It's even worse.
Yeah.
So, because they want money.
So it's either that or bribes. Yeah.
Because they'll take you and they make you call your families and like, that's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, just don't do it.
No, we don't.
So, okay.
Well, tell people how they can find out about your music. And do you guys have a website or just Facebook and Twitter?
Both.
And
everything.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah,
so what's the website?
Jonah.
What's his name?
Dash Music.
DashMusic.com.
Yeah. You see, I know that because I saw it already.
Yeah. I think it's underscore. Right?
No, it's the one in the middle.
Yeah, like
hyphen or dash.
So I have to know. I have to ask this really quick. Joey Olson, who has the show here on Wednesdays, and he as Guy Talk Radio, he wants to know what the best beer in Germany is.
The best beer?
Yes.
There are a lot of beers.
A lot of beers.
The best
in
beer
Germany.
Is the where we come from. It's Kölsch. It's called.
Kölsch?
Kölsch.
Kölsch.
Kölsch. Oh, Kölsch.
Kölsch.
How do you spell it?
Kölsch.
K. O-E-L-S-C-H.
Oh, Kölsch.
Okay, cool.
It's the O with the dots on the,
okay.
on the top.
This oh, yeah, yeah, I know you're talking. I've seen that, believe it or not, somewhere. Don't know where, but...
Yeah, the Turkish one, they have all these points. They've spelled like that, so...
No, I think I've actually seen that beer somewhere, but it was probably when I was in Europe, but anyway.
It's from Cologne, so this, in the other regions in Germany, they will hate it, but I mean, so if you ask,
Yeah. Cool. And so Jonah-music.com, and Jonah is J-O-H-N-A, so it's not like the Jonas Brothers or anything. And
no.
Well, good luck to you guys.
Thank you.
You've been a lot of fun. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having
us
here.
And good luck with the music. Good luck with everything. Let us know what happens, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You can keep in touch with us.
Thank you.
All right, Brigitta, thank you. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
Been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigitta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigitta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.